At this stage, we're still trying to ascertain the level of impact. But what it has meant is that all our main hospital systems, IT systems, are down. So our patient registration, our waiting list system, our systems for booking in patients, for ordering requests, our radiology system, our pathology system, again, are all unavailable at the moment, including even our email system.
So what impact does that have on the operation of the hospital?
So I suppose the positive story here is that we have a very clear contingency plan in the event of any system failure, whether it be for cyber attack or other reasons. And we've switched over this morning to that paper system. The downside, as you can imagine, is that the paper systems are slower, they're manual and take longer. At this point in time, and as I do stress, is at this point in time, our outpatient clinics are continuing this morning. We are reviewing whether or not we'll be able to continue to sustain that, and part of that will be as we see how quickly we can process patients using the manual system. Our day surgery services and our endoscopy services are proceeding. Again, we've evaluated that and confirmed that we have the capacity to proceed with those services. Complex planned or scheduled elective case surgery is being cancelled. So there are some patients who were actually in the hospital due to have surgery today. We've had to postpone that because there's diagnostic follow-up that they would require, which we will not have readily available. Again, we were contacting patients that haven't attended the hospital as yet, if anything is cancelled. If you are planning to come, if you are scheduled to come in for surgery or for a clinic this afternoon and you have not been contacted by the hospital, go ahead and come in. However, if you're coming in for investigation, so x-ray, if you're coming in as an outpatient for x-ray, ultrasound scan, CT scan, so or MRI scan, so scans or x-rays, do not attend the hospital this afternoon. We will not be doing outpatient.
What about blood tests?
Radiology. We don't have patients come in for routine blood tests. The blood tests will be either scheduled as part of our pre-admission clinics, they are at this point going ahead. I stress at this point, they will be scheduled. They will be for inpatients. I think that covers it.
Okay, and will this have an impact, do you think, on pressures on the ED in terms of...
It will. So our main focus here is, supporting and protecting the emergency department. People will see longer waits because, as I say, a manual system, even getting results manually to the lab and waiting for pieces of paper to come back will take much longer. So, again, we would ask patients to only present to the emergency department if they have a true emergency situation, and if appropriate, to contact their GP or the authorised GP service.
Now, presumably, this shutdown is precautionary because people don't know really, I suppose, the extent of this cyber attack. So we don't really know when the power will be flicked back on again either.
No, we don't. As I say, I'm hoping to have an update later on this morning, but the evaluation as to the extent is continuing, and at this stage we don't know, and that's been done at national level.
Okay, well, I'm sure your people will be in contact with us, and we can let the public know through our channels as well as you do yourself, of course, if there's any change to the situation.
The one final thing I'd say, Greg, is that obviously we are doing everything we can to safely provide services. I apologise to any patients who will have their planned investigations or their planned surgery deferred as a result of this. It is completely out of our hands, and we need to protect patient safety. I would ask that people do not inundate the hospital with queries because at the moment our focus is switching over to those manual systems and keeping the processes running for those patients we have in the hospital and that will be presented as emergencies. And we will keep updates through yourselves and to the public as quickly as we can.